like they used to be. Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SBR. It's John Bart, the admirable git who had the marine on the seafront. I'm not there now. I lived just outside of Bridgewater for my sins. And I try and do a show. Oh, goodness me, my bag's playing me up already today. Oh, yeah, that's better. And it's going to be all vinyl, but it's all vinyl from my reel-to-reel, because this is stuff that I did when I was in Weymouth, and it's all been recorded years ago, but it's, well, really professionally done. I think it's professionally done anyway. And I'm a bit biased, but that's me. And it's all from Hospital Radio, which I was doing in Weymouth at the time, and they are very good. But I did sort of think, as I was playing these through before, there's no Beatles on here or Rolling Stones and things like that. It's because I've probably got, at the time, most of those on hits, greatest hits, or even bought the singles, you know, that sort of thing. So you're not going to get those kind of records on here, although they did have them there, obviously, because it was Hospital Radio, and people would be putting in requests for the latest Beatles and things like that. I don't think they did anyway. And all I used to do they used to go around on a Monday night, I think, and collect in requests, and I used to play them on the Wednesday night. So I went in on the Tuesday and got them out if I had to get some out or find them and that sort of thing, and then I played them on the Wednesday night. It was more or less, by then, it was more or less all CDs, but we still did play some vinyl, but not very much. I suppose, again, it would have been stuff like you're hearing now, which would be on there, because they were on CDs at the time. Does that make sense? I suppose it does. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to start off playing from these vinyl records, all 45s. Sometimes it might be two sides, and I'll tell you that beforehand, and then you can have to wait for the second one of the two then to hear who the artist is, because that's the idea. You get yourself a cup of tea, lad, or a cup of coffee, and see if you can get the, call it a quiz anyway. It's for me, it keeps me happy anyway. You get to try and guess who the titles are by. Yes, that's about all I'm going to say now. And I'm going to have to press play on my reel-to-reel. And these actually are very good recordings. Because I do to speak a little bit between the tracks, you don't really hear the snap, crackle and pop at all, because there isn't really any anyway. Anyway, let's press play and we shall start. Let me have a look. I'll just see what's going. Yes, good track to start with. Here it comes.
Brother, and who brought you thus? It was just
proves my point, doesn't it? That was Paul Anka. Remember him? Not many do.
So long, little girl, my heart is crying for you. And little girl, I'll be a sign for you. What will I do? Now I've loved you so long, little girl. Goodbye, little girl, I'm just mad about you. And little girl, life will be sad without you. You're so alive.
Dictators there. I didn't have a clue on that one. Who did?
Have you heard the story of the little country boy? He is always happy and full of joy. Nothing in this world that he's thinking of. All he really cares for is the one he loves. And the moon above, stars above, heaven above, that is all he's thinking of. Now you've heard my story, darling, can't you see? That little country boy happens to be me. The story of the little country boy. He is always happy and full of joy. Nothing in this world that he's thinking of. All he really cares for is the one he loves. And the moon above, stars above, heaven above, that is all he's thinking of. Now you've heard my story, darling, can't you see? That little country boy happens to be me.
Yes, this is a two-sided one, and I saw this gentleman.
If you need me.
About 1967, I think it was. 68.
Please tell me so.
stop your fooling. You're fun to get. I wanna love you and change your name.
Mr. Fats Domino there, not one of his big hits by any means. That one, this is for me really modern ones. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. I don't remember recording that one for them. Anyway, this is more like it.
Don't tell me you love me, 'cause it can't be true. I
Sorry about that. I really haven't got a clue. But I know this one.
A thousand times they ask me why. Who am I? Who am I? That I should dare to fall in love with you. I never meant to aim so high. Who am I? Who am I? Well, now I ask you, what am I to do? Am I supposed to sit and cry? Who am I? Who am I? To tell my heart this isn't really true? I'll tell the lie. I'm Mr. Mighty High, and you're the reason why they ask me, who am I? No longer no one, because I'm your one. That makes me someone, and this I know. Who am I without you? Never again to sit and cry. Who am I? Who am I? I'll tell my heart this time it's really true. I'll tell no lie. I'm Mr. Mighty High, and you're the reason why they ask me, who am I? Who am I?
Faith there, straining for the top notes. Words to this one at all. It was on television at the time, very popular series for a little while. Little clue, the name escapes me. called It's March, there by Ron Granger. Said, did escape me.
Sorry,
here comes the next track. Fading away there, the Impalas. Don't ask me. Ted Heath Band there. Mm-hmm. one nearly caught me out. The Vampires. Very famous, aren't they? And I'll play the other side of this one. I don't know what it's like. I haven't played these for years. So, yeah, here it comes.
Comes the time when children need someone to guide them. Comes the time when holding hands is not enough. Comes the time a lashing tongue will hurt your best friend.
Sized by an unusual name, The Virgin Sleeps. The Virgin Sleeps.
Lovely city, when do you laugh? Stony people, what do you have?
crowd and you think that you found true happiness. There's no method in your mind and your tempers are kind. Is it too much to ask to give it a rest? Lovely city, when do you laugh? Stony people, what do you have? I'm a part of you, you don't wanna be. I'm an unexpected visitor who's dropped in for tea. But I'm at so low, you don't even know that I'm here. You can't even see.
This must have been one of his early ones, which wasn't much of a hit. Cat Stevens there.
Thank you.
I thought this was good because I taped the other side as well. Here it comes. Goodness knows. Exactly, very well known, were they? Now we're going to finish today with a couple tracks. I'm playing my mini disc now. It's Reg Muros, M-E-U-R-O-S-S. I think that's what it's called. And the LP is called All This Longing. Came out in 2019, and I'll just play a few tracks because it's more or less the end of the show. And I like him very much. Maybe you're even going to see him in a couple of weeks' time. We'll have to wait and see. Let's press this button and we'll hear some of Reg. My dad was called Reg, so I've got a sort of soft spot for him.
Chambers and Terry McGarvey, there but for grace, luck and fortune go away. Wayne Grew, Linda Wooden and poor David Coop, but for the whim of our government go me and you. Stephanie Bottrill lived only on custard, while a small income paid for a bedroom unused. One cold winter's day, she walked under a lorry, her benefits cut and assistance refused. These are the voices of faraway people, the man in the street and the hospital bed. The scandal of governments unfit to govern. Look down, look down, look down. You'll be unfit to work when you're dead. Julian Little was bound to a wheelchair, his machine in the spare room to keep him alive. It's a luxury people like you can't afford, said the council, and Julian withered and died. Seven ropes swinging and seven souls singing, lifted from poverty, lifted from pain, freed of their guilt and relieved of their burden, for the price of a hotel, for lunch on the plane. These are the voices of faraway people, the man in the street and the hospital bed, the scandal of governments unfit to govern. Look down, look down, look down, you'll be unfit to work when you're dead. For £300, you spend a day on the benches, an award for a week, just a sixth of that fee to a man who faced death for this land in the trenches, and sooner than starve, hangs himself from a tree. Look into the eyes of Nicholas Barker, barely able to hold up the gun. Poor young Christelle Pardo, clutching her baby as she leaps 5 months gone into oblivion. These are the voices of faraway people, the man in the street and the hospital bed, the scandal of governments unfit to govern. Look down, look down, look down, you'll be unfit to work when you're dead. Look down, look down, look down, you'll be unfit to work when you're dead.
Slight mistake there. This is Bridge, as I said, but it's not, this is Faraway People, the LP. This is another track called, let me have a look, Angel in a Blue Dress.
She grabs a cup of coffee, drops the kids to school, pulls into the car park, but every place is full. So she blows an hour's wages on a public parking lot. That's another little piece of her the government has got. The drivers sit in silence, clutching mugs of tea. What's up, she says, no beds, they say, it's a state of emergency. So she pulls a coat around her, puts her headphones in. There's only room for music underneath this skin. She's the queen of soul, the diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue. Friend is dying. Last night her best friend died. If it wasn't for the music, she knows she would have cried. She knows about the sickness, the loneliness and pain. She knows what doesn't break her will soon come round again. She's a queen of soul, diva of distress. Compassion makes her whole. She's an angel in a blue, blue dress. She's the queen of soul, She's an angel in a blue, blue dress. Suitcase in your hand, high upon the landing by your brother's side you stand. The voices of the innocents echo round the hall, flowering tooth on paper. Sophie makes the petals fall. Greatest act of love to your country and your friends is to stand up for the righteous cause and give your life for them. You could have lied or made a deal, you could have walked away, but the wall of shame would bear your name, and that's too much to pay. These are the eyes of the child you saved, Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude pray. Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Seven sermons, seven lessons, seven calls to arms to the workers in the factories, the workers on the farms. One life for 10,000 when good hearts against evil stand. Your future's only safe as this one heart and these two hands. These are the eyes of the child you saved, Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Sophie at the window, Sophie lights the lamps to free her country, spread the word. Sophie buys the stamps, and in the jail one final kiss, her brother and her friend, to end in terrors better than a terror without. These are the eyes of the child you saved, Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day.
child of Germany has turned his mind to war. His window's breaking, but he doesn't know what for. The ghetto's strangely quiet, just the constant trains go by. But Sophie takes his hands and Sophie opens up his eyes. These are the eyes of the child you saved. Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and grey, these are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day. These are the eyes of the child you saved. Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and grey, these are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Sophie's life on this beautiful day.
Brings me to the end of the show. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And it's I've got to press buttons and try and do things at the same time as they're talking. No, don't want to press that. Gosh. But yes, I don't know what's happening now. It should be that one. It's not that one at all. I know, got it now. Right, what I was trying to do there was just try and change over my mini disc so that I can put on the ending. So I've managed to do that eventually. I've still got time, haven't I? Yeah, just about. I want to thank you all for listening. It's proper community radio, especially with me on. And what we try to do is play stuff which everyone might like. But we're not computerised. We don't gushingly say everything's brilliant. And that's really what it's all about. Sid Valley Radio, proper community radio. I'm saying John Borrett here, saying thank you very much for listening. And now I should press these buttons again. I thought this was going to be easy. It's not. Anyway, thanks again for listening and goodbye. Now just have the little play out bit, I hope. It should come. Yes, here it comes.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.